Several years ago, Jim had a series of sermons about the lies that we listen to that Satan always throws at us. And it's pretty easy, especially when you get, stressed out, just super tired. It feels like you're being burdened down with the cares of life, that sometimes you listen to those a little more than you should. Very often I feel, being transparent here, you guys know me. Totally useless. Totally unworthy to be here, to stand in front of you. But you know what's awesome? God uses broken things for His glory. Look through all of the Bible history of people He used for His glory. And we come now around the table, around the King's table. On our own, we are completely unworthy. But we're accepted around the table because He loves us, and we've decided to follow Him and become His and saved by His grace and mercy and power. Reading for 1 Timothy chapter 2, I go to this a lot because it talks about Him being our mediator. Because we can't stand in front of the Father on our own. When He looks at us, He sees Jesus, His Son, who died on the cross for us. I urge you then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God, our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave Himself as a ransom for all men, the testimony given to its proper time. God is our mediator, or Jesus is our mediator. And as we come around the table today, don't focus on how unworthy we are, but how we are made worthy through the Son. Please pray with me. Father God in heaven,